The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Over the Irish Sea, in 2011, Claire was just starting her college course in geography. Her passion and a subject that she wanted to teach as a career. But life had other plans for her. Let's hear Claire's story.
At the start of 2011, like I was perfectly, had perfect eyesight. I was studying in Maynooth University in Ireland. I was driving a car. I was 100% independent. I think about February or March, I started getting a couple of migraines. I went down to my local GP and she just assumed it was just, you know, a tension headache. But she did mention that, 5% of a brain tumour, but we won't get into that. I remember I used to work part-time in a shop, Maxall, in Dundrum, in Dublin. I just noticed that the lights were kind of going dim and my eyesight wasn't as great. And I just went next door to the pharmacy next. But the girl that worked there goes, Claire, run over to Specsavers. I could read ABCDs, no problem. The letters, no problem. It was just then when the optician asked me to click a button when I seen a white light. I just could not see the white light. The optician got very worried and asked if I could ring someone to bring me to Vincent's. My dad brought me in there. He left and then I went and got a CT scan. Then the doctor came and told me she just for me to call my dad to get him back, you know. They brought us into the room where everyone gets the bad news and the doctor just said, unfortunately, we've seen quite a bit of tissue in your brain. The surgery was absolutely successful. It was benign, the tumour. Yeah, I thought my eyesight was going to get better. Went home a few days later and I just noticed that my eyesight was getting worse every day. Now, the nurses said it's just because you're very, very swollen, Claire. Your eyesight should come back to absolutely like normal. But 2 weeks later after I got home, 3 weeks after the surgery, and I just noticed, geez, my eyesight is nearly actually gone now. It was just decreasing day by day, just bit by bit. And I remember ringing my nurse in Beaumont and she goes, Claire, get back in here. The doctor, the surgeon and the radiologist, they just don't know what happened. It took me a while to understand that I not only needed to understand how to be blind, I needed to understand that people needed time to understand it too. None of my family, none of my friends have really come across a blind person before. So it'd be little things like if I was sitting beside my dad, people might say, oh, Eugene, would Claire like a cup of tea? And I'm right there in front of them. I felt like I was a new person to everyone else, but yet I was still, do you know me? After I'd say the first few months, the first year, I suppose kept on getting better at being blind, you know, I learned more. The only thing I didn't love at the start was bringing my white stick out on a night out when I went out with my friends, because I'd be all dolled up in my dress and my heels, and no way was I bringing out a white stick. But as the year or so went on, I was way more confident. I wasn't embarrassed one bit about saying I was blind, being blind, or showing me stick. So NCBI, my auntie seen this one day and that there was an open day. Now, I've never before this day seen a blind person. Never met a blind person, never knew what blind people do. I just hadn't got a clue. I walked into NCBI. There was boys, girls, men, women, every sort, walking around with sticks, just walking around vision impaired. Everyone was just one. And everyone was just themselves. Nikki was Nikki. Nikki wasn't blind, she was Nikki. Barry was Barry. He wasn't eyesighted, he was just Barry. It was just amazing. I didn't feel like I was the blindy in the corner kind of thing. So I started there. I learned a lot more about technologies for blind people. I learned Braille. I did cooking, crafts, pottery, French, you name it, loads of stuff. My confidence just completely grew as a blind person. I was no longer by any means embarrassed. I wasn't embarrassed about asking anyone to bring me to the bathroom. I didn't care if I had to interrupt a conversation. I just loved actually being who I was. Look at me, I've done skiing, I've done skydiving. I'm doing geography, a very, very, very visual subject. you know, I can do a lot more things than I probably would have thought myself when I first lost my eyesight. People keep on telling blind people or people in wheelchairs or any person with disability, oh, geez, no, you can't do that. No, 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 you cannot do that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, no, no. And you just really start to learn that, yes, I can.
Incredible bravery and strength of character from a remarkable woman. She's clearly someone who's not going to let anything stand in her way, and I think we should all applaud her for that.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.